must be a kind of blind love. I can't see anyone but you.
Song you just heard on WMFO Medford 91.5 FM Tufts Freeform Radio was I Only Have Eyes for You by the Flamingos. And it's the beginning of our little chronological exploration into some of the best love songs ever made. Because it's that time of year, it's a certain time of year in which love is in the air. C'est le temps de l'amour, as we will soon find out. And so I thought we'd go through the past 50, 60, 70 years of the best types of love songs around. And so that was just a powerful experience. That song always sends chills down my spine. Just the vocal, something with the harmonies has just never been done in any other piece of music. And normally I'm not a fan of doo-wop. I think it's kind of cheesy. I think it's kind of corny, and it's sort of a limited genre of music. But that song just blows me away every time. 1959. It's so ahead of its time, too. Amazing. And with that, we're going to head on to 1961. Hop over to France for about 2 minutes and 25 seconds. From the great chanteuse Françoise Hardy, this is Le Temps de l'Amour.
pense à rien malgré ses blessures. Car le temps de l'amour, c'est long et c'est court, ça dure toujours, on s'en souvient. On se dit qu'à 20 ans, on est les rois du monde et qu'éternellement, il y aura dans nos yeux tout le ciel bleu. C'est le temps de l'amour, le temps des copains et de l'aventure. De bonheur. Un beau jour, c'est l'amour et le cœur bat plus vite. Car la vie suit son cours et l'on est tout heureux d'être amoureux. C'est le temps de l'amour, le temps des copains et de l'aventure. Ça dure toujours, on s'en souvient. On s'en souvient. On s'en souvient. On s'en souvient. On s'en souvient.
To lead a better life, I need my love.
Wasn't that wonderful? Two little songs from two little countries from the 60s. First one, Le Temps de l'Amour de Françoise Hardy, de l'album Tous les Garçons et les Filles de 1962. And following that was Here, There, and Everywhere by The Beatles. Needs no introduction. Revolver is the album, 1966 is the year. Two wonderful little love songs. Still on the light and airy note here. Started a little bit more ominous and bone-chilling. Now we're a little bit more soft. And now, it's time to get a little more psychedelic. I'd like to introduce you to the movement of Tropicália, which was a very influential movement in Brazil in the late 60s. And it was a certain type of psychedelic-influenced art and music that took over the underground music scene in the country and influenced a lot of artists throughout the 70s. And it's not known particularly for its love songs, but this song has been stuck in my head all week, and I don't even know the words to it because I don't even speak Portuguese, and that's the most frustrating part. But sometimes you can just tell there's a lot of power and energy, whether that's love energy or some other type of energy, put into a song, and I just couldn't stop screaming that song at the top of my lungs, in my head, of course. I would have looked a little bit strange if I was singing it, but, you know, I was almost there. I was almost there. And I hope you really love this song, because it's incredible, and it's very noisy. Very noisy, so keep that in mind. This is Os Mutantes from their self-titled debut from 1968. This is My Girl, A Minha Menina.
Tosse, todo mundo tossindo.
Prateada se esconder e só dourado aparecer. Amanheceu um lindo dia, cheirando alegria. Pois eu sonhei, acordei pensando nela. Pois ela é minha.
Seu lindo dia.
Well, that was quite something. A little bit of a change of pace, wouldn't you agree? That was The Mutants, Os Mutantes. Still not exactly sure how to pronounce that, I'm so sorry. A Minha Menina, from their self-titled debut. Continuing the trend of love songs, throughout this whole hour, we'll be hearing some more of that type of music. Although it is such a vast amount of music, I really just picked randomly for today. You know, if I like a song and I've been listening to it for a while recently, I'll play it. There's just too many love songs out there. I don't want to say I gave up, but it really is such an immense task. But now, let's take a little bit of a break from the music and get on to my favorite part of the hour. As you all know, if you are a regular listener of this show, my favorite part of the hour, of course, being the PSA section. This one's called Don't Drink and Drive. It's a PSA. And it relates to a tragedy that happened at the South by Southwest Music Festival in Austin, Texas. There's a picture that shows drunk driving crash victims receiving help in Austin, Texas on March 13th, 2014. It appears to be quite a harrowing scene. I would not want to be in that situation. On March 13th, 2014, a drunk driver plowed through a crowd outside a nightclub at the South by Southwest Music Festival, killing 3 people and injuring 25. The driver faces capital murder charges, which are punishable by the death penalty. Drinking and driving is a crime that kills. If you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. So keep that in mind. If you are in the car right now, don't be drunk. That's all I have to say. There's always another option to get home, especially if you're a Tufts student. There's always safe rides. There's always another way. So with that, let's get a little bit happier. Let's get a little bit more in the mood for love. Well, maybe that comes off the wrong way. Let's get into some Motown, why don't we? As we barrel into the 70s and this chronological journey, I was reminded of this song as I rewatched the movie Black Klansman very recently. And it's just the perfect song for a falling in love scene, you know, a montage, that sort of thing. And it really stands out to me among other Motown songs for some sort of reason. This is the Cornelius Brothers, featuring Sister Rose with Too Late to Turn Back Now from 1970.
Son, please beware. There'll
Then, once again, we heard two songs from the early 70s. Starting off, we heard Too Late to Turn Back Now from Cornelius Brothers and Sister Rose. And following that, over from Greece, it was Demis Roussos with Forever and Ever, one of the most iconic male vocalists. A little bit cheesy, I will admit. Not the biggest fan of those lyrics, but what are you going to do? The golden voice should be our focus. And, you know, I was hoping to get a chance to use this turntable, or these both of these turntables, in this studio today. But unfortunately, I don't know how to work them. I have just found out. Well, it's not my fault. It's the turntable's fault. I've spent a considerable amount of time trying to turn them on, to no avail. So, unfortunately, we're going to have to settle for the digital versions of this next song that I'm going to play. A glam rock legend, Mott the Hoople, powerful group from the early 70s. My favorite song of theirs, Roll Away the Stone, 1974, WMFO. Here we go. All right, then. Two more iconic songs, iconic love songs, energetic songs. We just heard Chaka Khan with Ain't Nobody from 1982. If that song doesn't get you up and dancing, then I don't know what does. That's such an uplifting song for me. I've been hearing that song since I was very little. Seemed to always come on first in the car on my mom's iPod. So that was always a treat to hear that. I never really got tired of that song, despite hearing it hundreds and hundreds of times. And I haven't heard it in a while, actually. It's been a minute. And before that, we heard Mott the Hoople with Roll Away the Stone off of 1974 album The Hoople. Again, stone cold glam rock classic. And there it is. So, in the vein of Chaka Khan, let's continue into the 1980s with a little fella named Marvin Gaye. Possibly the first name that people think of when they think of love songs, when they think of smoothness and soul, is Marvin Gaye. From Midnight Love, also from 1982. We have not heard the end of 1982 for a little while here. This is My Love Is Waiting by the one and only Marvin Gaye.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. I sure hope you've enjoyed our new album here on CBS Records. We'd like to thank Mr. Harvey Fuqua, Mr. Gordon Banks, Mr. Mike Butcher, Mr. Larkin Arnold. Most of all, we want to thank our Heavenly Father, Jesus. Woo!
I miss your mind and your body.
Then two more 1982 songs, 1982 love songs. First off, My Love is Waiting for Marvin Gaye off of Midnight Love. And then following that was Space Age Love Song from A Flock of Seagulls off of their self-titled debut. And as we reach the closing of the hour, like to shift gears, excuse me, once again into a little bit of Japanese reggae. How's that sound? This is one of my favorite bands. Probably heard them a lot if you tune in to this show regularly. This is the Fishmans with Ikareta Baby from, let's see, 1992. Here we go. Okay, then. That is just about the end of our show for today. We've still got about 7 minutes left here on Bruh Moment. It's been nice sharing these love songs. Sharing these... such a variety of love songs that we've heard today. From doo-wop to 60s pop to 60s psychedelia to Motown to Europop to glam rock, disco, funk, soul, synth pop, reggae. Wonderful, isn't it? Freeform Radio. And with that, I would like to remind all of you listeners that this playlist from today is not only up on the Spinitron, but is up on my own Spotify under the name WMFO Valentines. Pretty self-explanatory. My profile is my name, Andrew Fellows, and the profile picture is, as always, Garfield the cat smoking a purple pipe. A beloved image for a variety of reasons. And that is about it. I will soon yield to Sweet D on her show, where hopefully she'll be playing some good soul and R&B as she usually does. And, well, what else is there? Next week, I'm going to be joined by another guest, another resident of Carpenter House, the greatest dorm at Tufts University, the greatest community at Tufts University. Likely not the last Carpenter House guest of the year, I'd like to remind you. And after that, we'll be exploring some Brazilian music, some Japanese music, some African music, perhaps. Who knows where the winds may take us here on Bruh Moment. From 4 to 5 p.m. every Sunday. Not just every other Sunday, but every Sunday of spring semester 2020. All right, well, let's wrap it up here on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio, with a jump to the present, or a jump to 2016, rather, from some of the greatest minds in plunderphonics. That is the hyper-sampling and piecing together of other songs to create an entirely new song. It's still a love song, though, despite it consisting of lots of different parts and pieces. This is the Avalanches, of course. Australian group who came back in 2016 with their album Wildflower. This is their most notable track from this newish album, Because I'm Me. And with that, I'd like to say goodnight and see you next week here on Bruh Moment.
Hi.
Percentages are pinned to the...